The headscarf issue is playing out in a different way in the Middle East. There, it's not so much about women's rights as it is about fashion. From Beirut, the world's Aaron Schachter tells us that kafiyas, or Arab headdresses, are all the rage.
Mariana Jamal Basatni is an up-and-coming Lebanese designer.
This is the bestseller that I was telling you about. It's with leather and the guttura, and it comes in all the colors, the purple and the red, pink, the standard black and white.
Basatni is in a Beirut boutique showing me her line of mojo pocketbooks and clutches made with swatches of the kafiyah. Different colors and patterns mean different things. A red-checked kafiyah is worn in Jordan, and recently by Hamas supporters. Hezbollah followers wear black. The distinctive black and white checked design was popularized by the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. It now symbolizes Palestinian resistance. Basatni puts that pattern on her man bag. At $250 each, she can barely keep them on the shelves.
It's the first time I've seen it so popular, you know, as a fashion item outside the Middle East. In Europe, in the States, the stars are wearing it. And, singers and actors, and they're not wearing them as political statements. They're wearing them as something that's fashionable.
Kafirs are sold all over the place in Beirut, from fashionable department stores to the tourist streets of the Hamra neighborhood. American Sandra Tanzeha was walking this week in Hamra wearing a kafiyah around her neck. She bought a pile of them for friends and family back in the U.S. She's with a friend, Diana Farhoud.
It's something people associate with, like, the Middle East and, like, Lebanon and stuff. So it's people like the exotic, and they don't really need to understand what it's about. And if people in the West think this is an exotic Middle Eastern scarf, they want to wear it.
Farhoud herself says she wouldn't wear one. She doesn't want to be the dorky foreigner wearing a kafiyah. But Eli Makarza, a local college student, was unashamed. His mother just bought him a kafiyah as a gift. It's black and white, not exactly like Arafat's, but pretty close.
People here in Lebanon put this kafiyah only for fashion, not for Palestinian or whatever.
Do you think about it at all, about what the symbol means?
No. Only I like it. All my friends put it only just for fashion.
And that's more than a little off-putting for many of the 400,000 or so Palestinians living in Lebanon.
Kufiyah is just for Palestinian.
Ahmed Ali runs a cell phone shop in the Shatila Palestinian refugee camp. There are posters of Arafat wearing his kufiyah everywhere. I meet two other guys on the street by yet another poster. Yusuf tells me that Arafat once said something like, "If ever the kufiyah falls from my head, all is lost." Yusuf says the black and white checked kafiyah means one thing, what Palestinians suffered at the hands of Israel.
They came and forced us, my grandfather and my people, they forced them by force and get them out.
And Yusuf says if you don't get that, don't wear one. But these guys aren't especially prickly about people wearing kafiyas in other styles or colors. Ahlan wa sahlan, they say, be our guest. They hope maybe the fashion trend will spur discussion about their cause. The kafiyah has got people talking in the U.S., though probably not in the way these guys had hoped. Dunkin' Donuts pulled one of its online ads in May because the celebrity chef featured in it wore a kafiyah. A conservative American blogger slammed the scarf as jihadi chic because it's shown up elsewhere online, covering the faces of terrorists. The kafiyah has actually been in fashion for decades as a symbol of a wide variety of causes: Palestinian statehood, Arab nationalism. It's been used by leftists, Marxists, and your average angry student. And that's why Mike Falaha refuses to sell them. He owns the House on Mars shop in Beirut. Locals call it the hippie shop. His store is jam-packed with everything Che Guevara, but no kafiyas. Falaha says in some ways the Palestinian cause is too important to commercialize.
I used to have a smaller shop. I used to sell T-shirt which has Che Guevara on it. And then I was stuck. I had to get T-shirts and necklaces and things because they kept on asking for it. So maybe I don't want to fall into the same trap with the kafiyah.
But for the moment, there is no shortage of places to buy the popular scarf, whether it's at a tourist shop for $3 or an upscale boutique for about $80. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut.